I know this is the second time we mentioned, or the third time we mentioned Big Fatty, but it's kind of like listening to Big Fatty online, because if you listen to his show, he talks about Survivor almost immediately after the episode airs, and he always tells who went home.
He wouldn't record it until the next day. And also, you're trying to tell me that you're so caught up on Big Fatty that you can be spoiled by Survivor?
I am now. I wasn't, but I am now. I literally listened to today's episode today.
You heard him today.
Yeah. That's when he was talking about the pills.
Yeah, when he was talking about the molecular structure while I was walking, getting my steps.
Yes, I heard that today while I was walking.
Giving the chemical composition of his...
I'm turning...
Six atoms of carbon.
It's not just ruined. It's me, Big Fatty, online.
I literally listened to today's episode.
Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the right one, and this is episode 4591. The BFO for Monday, the 15th of
September
2025. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me. Y'all, I'm gonna tell you all about my weekend over at the Metropolis Entertainment Complex. Exhausticateders, Big Fatty, that's not a word. No, well, most words on the BFO are not words. Yes, Big Fatty, point taken. Y'all, you're exhausticateders today, because y'all, I'm tired. Y'all, it has been quite the weekend, is all I got to say. Well, Big Fatty, well, I guess we'll just go ahead and play the closing music, if that's all you got to say. Well, I probably have a few other things to say, and y'all, we're going to say them. But first, we're going to do this. Yes, Big Fatty.
This is the part where Poodle goes and eats some cake.
Dear Gussie, y'all, today, the 15th of
September,
we have a very important celebration of exiting the Burkhart. Y'all, it's the first time on the BFO that we've announced this celebration of exiting the birth canal. Y'all, I don't think he listens, he's a big listener to the Crooked Hat Show, which, y'all, has been on hiatus now for more than a week. He calls in to old Crooked Hat Show, all the time. And, you know, Crooked Hat doesn't mention, celebrations of exiting the birth canal on his show. So maybe he'll tell this person to listen to the BFO to hear his name mentioned. Big Fatty, don't count on it. Y'all, I'm talking about none other than the one and only Tony and the Illinois. Big Fatty, we love Tony and all that noise. It's true. So, y'all, if you see Tony and the Illinois on any of the social medias, or if you don't, wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal. And Big Fatty, I hope Crooked Hat makes sure he gets a big old piece of cake. Yes, Big Fatty! Hi, Tony. Thanks for listening. Okay. Y'all, last time I spoke to you was a Wednesday, when I recorded the Thursday, and for right, little shows, and y'all, it was nothing per se to report on. Y'all, I will say that, you know, it's Rat World Week here in the Villa. And y'all will be heading out on Saturday, and y'all, Rat World has sent us some fancy luggage tags and some coupons for Mineratour Garf and discount coupons at places. And so y'all, just one of many things that's gonna make the trip to Rat World very special, but we'll get into more of that as we go along. Y'all got up Thursday morning, had my coffee. I don't know what if I had for my breakfast. I probably had a piece of cheese toast and let's see. And no, y'all, I had a piece of buttered toast. And y'all, I just put the bread, I pre-buttered the toast, and I put the bread just on the rack. I didn't put it on the little pan that goes in there. And y'all, it's cooking, and I'm doing my puzzles and everything. And all of a sudden, smoke coming out of the toaster oven. And y'all, there was a fire from the butter dripping down onto the heating element. Yes, Big Betty, the heating element. And it did not require a fire extinguisher. I just blew it out, Big Freddy. But the toast didn't burn. It was just the oven. Anyway, y'all, we had made plans on Wednesday evening that Durwood and Granny would come down and pick me up at 10 a.m. in the morning. You know, we weren't going to have that that same kind of calamity that we had last time. And y'all, I was packed and ready to go by the time they arrived, slightly before 10. And y'all, we packed it all up and we were off. We were off to the Madrumblings and the Gumblings. And y'all on our way in, we stopped at the Parker's Kitchen because Granny said he'd like to have him some fried chicken. Now, y'all, Granny doesn't eat a lot of fried chicken. He doesn't like eat a lot of chicken, period. And y'all, they went in there, and Durwood and I got what we wanted, and we were very pleased and everything. Granny wanted to get like chicken wings or something like that, and y'all, they just didn't have any out. They were back in the back cooking them, so he had to settle for something that he didn't really want. So we stopped there to make him happy, and he's the only one that was unhappy. Yes, Big Fatty, that's about right. Anyway, y'all, we got checked in at the Madrumblings and saw Chris. And y'all, we got there, and y'all, Big Fatty does not do this often. But y'all, I went into the cement pond because y'all, it was an absolutely gorgeous weather all weekend long. And there was a breeze blowing, and the, you know, I wanted to get a little bit of color before we headed to Rat World. And I was getting a little bit of color. Yes, Big Fatty, and you're naked too. Well, I was naked. Didn't overdo it. And anyway, we headed over to the Capri Lounge. I'm happy to report they're still running low on mixes. And to no one's complaint. Y'all, it was just nice seeing folks and seeing the folks that were putting on the weekend. They're just as nice as they can be. And y'all, it was a small crowd, but y'all, sometimes that's the best. That it just gives everybody a chance to sit down and chitter chat, and it's just nice. And y'all, we had several people say, "Oh, Big Fatty, we plan on being at Leather Weekend in January." And I said, "Well, thank you for calling." And anyway, y'all, that evening, it was just a quiet evening. Big Fatty, I'm laying there in the bed in the what is it called, the motel room, and all of a sudden, y'all, I was getting hit up like I was Gay Country West, not spelled C-U-N-T, at the LSU sports ball game. Big Fatty. But anyway, y'all, this very nice, lives there in Augusta. He got a day pass and came over and visited Big Fatty. Y'all, I think he was 30, maybe 32, something like that. But he came over, and y'all, just as nice looking as he can be, and he was all interested in the special chaya. And so y'all, needless to say, we started the weekend off with quite a lesson in special charing. Because, you know, charing is caring. Yes, Big Fatty, charing is caring. And y'all, I ended up just after he left, y'all, I was just, I was pooped. Yes, Big Fatty. Got up Saturday morning, y'all, Friday morning, morning, and the folks putting on the event, they had coffee and all kinds of sweet pastries and yogurt and fruit and things like that. Y'all, this group always has about three times as much stuff as they're gonna need for the weekend. And sure enough, they were right following right on cue with too much. Y'all, it's just too much. I had some coffee, and then we were off. We were off to the Sunrise Grill for brufkas. By the way, y'all, you may have guessed that Durwood did indeed go over with us. Yes, Big Fatty, he drove you. He did. But we went over to the Sunrise Cafe. Big Fatty had the Country Ham brufkas, not spelled C-U-N-T, and came with the scrambled eggs and the hash, the breakfast potatoes that you doctor them up. I put cheese and Bafran on mine, and rye toast. Y'all, I love the rye toast. And so had that, and y'all, then we were off to the Walmart, because we had to get provisions for our cocktail party, which was scheduled for Saturday afternoon, no, Saturday evening. And we picked up, you know, we didn't do a whole lot. We did chip and dip, had some sliced salami and stuff like that, some nuts, and our famous piss punch, which is a large container of Malibu coconut rum and two cans of pineapple juice, and you mix it together, and y'all, it's delicious. And a little bit after guzzling that first cup, and you start on the second, and you go, ooh, that's got some kick. And in fact, y'all, Durwood, during our cocktail party, he goes, "Oh, this tastes like it's, well, never mind. That can't be right." Durwood knows the recipe. I said, "Well, no, what were you going to say? What did it taste like?" He says, "Well, it tasted like it had rum in it." Well, it does, you crazy thing. But anyway, so we left the Walmart, and y'all, we're in Durwood's car, and he's driving. And y'all, we get to the end of the parking lot, and there's a traffic signal there, and we're waiting for it to change. And all of a sudden, Durwood goes, "Ooh, I think I just shat myself, bitch." Fatty. And y'all, Granny was in the back seat, and y'all, he started cackling so loud that my Apple clock went off saying, oh, you're in a very loud environment. Yes, I am. And y'all, all the way back, y'all, he was, I'm having to clench. I'm having to clench. Oh, I can just feel it. It's, this is not going to be good. And y'all, of course, we hit every red light on the way back. And we got to the room, and y'all, he barely threw it in park before he jumped out of the vehicle and ran to the turtle and slammed the door. And y'all, about 30 seconds later, we're receiving a picture. We're receiving a picture of the inside of his pants, and he says, "Crisis averted," because y'all. It was juicy, but it didn't make it its way into the fabric of our lives. So we all got a big old laugh at that. And then we went back to the pool on Saturday. And y'all, I got introduced to this gentleman, quite the looker, and let's just say gifted in many ways. He had checked Big Fatty out on the Grin Doctor earlier, and he stopped by Big Fatty's room, and so I didn't have any idea that he was interested in Big Fatty. But y'all, he comes in, and all of a sudden, before you know it, we're not just humpity, we are also bumpity. And y'all, this went on for quite a while. Durwood and Granny in the next room, Big Fatty's having some fun. And y'all, it's just... Y'all, needless to say, let's just say we arrived three times. Beep! Ready? We do not need the details. It was absolutely it was more than just lovely. Y'all, it was exceptional. It was just exceptional. And he was like, "Well, Big Fatty, I hope you'll invite me back tonight." And I went, "Well, let me see how I'm doing." And needless to say, he did not come back on Friday night. But we had every intention of meeting up on Saturday night. Y'all, Friday night, they had a cocktail party, and they had a pizza pie, complimentary pizza pie. Y'all, they got them from the Costco. I've never had the Costco pizza pie. They had the cheese and the pepperoni, and y'all, I had the pepperoni. It was good, and y'all, they're gigantic. So, but y'all, I guess I'll have to stop it right there and tell you more about it on tomorrow's little show. Oh dear, Gussie, y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely Monday. Y'all, can you believe it? We are already halfway through the month of
September.
Oh yes, Big Fatty, just a couple of more weeks of all of that, and busy week for Big Fatty, getting things ready for the big trip, and Hortensia comes Tuesday. Y'all, plus the dancing debuts Tuesday night. Plus we got Beauty and the Beast show Thursday night. Big Fatty, I'm exhausted just hearing it. It's true. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, you heard old Crooked Hat over there at the mix. And Crooked Hat, what do you want to tell folks?
I literally listened to today's episode.
Oh! Well, how did you listen to it before I recorded it? Big Fatty, he's pulling your leg.
You can leave a comment on the secure website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Call the voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And leave a message or just natter with the Fat One and Poodle. Yes! This show is part of Pride 48 and is the premier production of the RNL Podcasting Network.